craft beer, this is the way. This is the perfect pour.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, a show about things that are fun to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. There was a pause. That's bad. That's bad, right?
That's bad.
That's bad. Oh, Matt's a little under the weather for this
all
week.
Bad.
So you got to deal with the two of us.
Oh, boy.
And Louie.
You're welcome. Yeah, Louie's got his fresh squeaky toy.
Louie's got a squeaky toy, so you might hear from him. But we're going to be holding down as best we can.
Oh, yeah.
Having the fun and talking about the beers and drinking the beers and listen to you. Give us a call. Let you know what the hell you're up to. Beer releases. All the things we're going to do. It's got to be fun. That's right, class. Fun.
Yes, get ready to have all the fun.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate you spending your podcast time with us right now. Before the show, we had a couple of beers. We had one our final single speed.
Is wink, that for
wink,
reals?
We don't have any more. Uh-huh. Wink, wink. From Single Speed Brewing, the River to River Pilsner.
Uh-huh.
We had that. Delicious. And we also had Sierra Nevada. 40th anniversary. 40 years of Sierra Nevada, and they made a beer.
That's old.
Made a very, very much Sierra Nevada beer.
Hoppy anniversary ale.
The hoppy anniversary ale. You've been seeing it going around the towns. The black backdrop label and the gold 40.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
So we enjoyed those for our tailgate beers.
A modestly priced West Coast IPA.
Now it's time for something new.
Ooh, that looks deceiving. What is this? That label looks very corporate.
I love gold.
Yeah, it does have kind of a corporate label. The Leaning Cask Brewing Company, Midnight Moo Black IPA.
Okay. I don't believe that's corporate.
Pittsburgh Tom sent this over from, where is Leaning Cask?
The Leaning Cask.
Where are these guys from? They are from Pennsylvania, Springdale, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always nice to get some way out of the area beers.
Something different.
Now, Louis, take that down to Nick, please.
Yeah. Oh, can we get a service dog? Service dog caddy for Louis.
Damn it. I always say it when there's just Nick and I, we got to get one of those Lazy Susan bar things that rotate around.
Nice. Now, this is a rectangle. So we need more like a treadmill situation
one
here.
One of those kind of things.
Yeah.
Somebody show us where those are at. We'll spend Patreon money, Golden Gun money on it.
That's
we just
right.
need to know how to get something like that. Whoa.
What the?
Whoa. That's black.
Coffee?
What's happening right now?
Called it.
Malt,
Turo, Munich, Hell's, coffee, aroma, black, barley, hops, Cascade, Centennial, and Willamette. Yeast, Pacific Ale. There's you don't often see the yeast listed.
Yeah.
They just want you to know.
Why not? Yeah, people. Unless that's something that people like to
keep. Is that the trade secret?
I don't know. Or maybe there's people think people won't care. Homebrewers.
What's your yeast profile, like, bro?
They're all about it, you know, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is different. I was not expecting, because I was expecting a Cascadian dark ale.
Ah.
And this is like a coffee IPA.
Mm-hmm. But not golden.
Uh-uh. Yeah, that's why I'm disappointed. It's not good.
Yeah, it tastes kind of tastes like old, that coffee you left sitting on the shelf all day.
It does.
Oh, yeah. Culture, 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 cul culture.
Getting right to it. Keep it tight. Last week we had a nice concise, tight episode. We'll see if we can keep that going in 2020 here. Mm-hmm. What's been going on? What have you been noticing, Nick, in the beer indie craft beer world?
Oh man, there's so much I can't,
so
even,
much.
Can't even begin.
Oh, January just teeming with things.
Oh man, yeah, dry January makes for lots of yeah. beers.
Too many people dry Januarying right now. We're all just here like, anybody
wanna thanks, fix up some thanks beers? For talking about beer.
I'm dry Januarying right now. Okay.
Yeah. Could you not?
Jesus.
Could you just not? This just in. One of the coolest places I would want to drink beer. And also a brewery I pretty much forgot existed. No rest stop beers.
Oh, okay.
That's weird. 7 minute abs, not 6 minute abs. So yeah, in Fresno, their presence has dwindled. I do not recall the last time I saw one of these beers, but the Lost Abbey is still kicking around, especially in Southern California.
Okay. If you say so.
And they have procured a turn of last century, not this century, but the 1900s.
Oh.
A church from 1906 that was original to San Diego. They are now restoring this and turning it into a tap room for the Lost Abbey.
All right. Where were they at before?
They were...
They're like in northern...
Yeah.
They, like some northern
town. They said
town.
Nearly 14 years solely out of North County.
Yeah.
So they're actually making a footprint in San Diego proper right. now.
Well, good.
This place is tiny though, 1,200 square feet. But they make up for it with a very generous patio and a basement.
All right.
I wonder if you could do some basement drinking.
Not a lot of basements in California.
Not a lot. Not in Fresno. Old Fresno.
Yeah, old but Fresno.
Not
all of and south.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You'll find basements. Actually, probably south of Shields, basically, you'll start seeing basements.
Yeah, I can see that. You're getting some older homes out that way.
South McKinley, maybe.
Ooh. Basement drinking or rooftop
local
drinking.
Talk. Ooh. Oh, rooftop.
Rooftop patio? Yeah. Are you looking forward to the...
Because you got stuff to look at.
The Leftenberg's Bar roof.
Oh.
That overlooks Chuck Chancey Park. Yeah, it's supposed to be happening this year.
Well, see, I believe it when I see it.
Uh-huh. Have a nice cold brew. Yeah. Watch a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
And then shoot spit wads at Tioga. Mm-hmm.
You could get... Once in a while, someone will hit a... We're talking about our AAA team, Fresno Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Which I heard rumors about.
We're not affiliated with the cheaters.
They might lose it. Yeah. Yeah, we got rid of those guys before they start cheating. Astros or Nationals. We're the Nationals AAA team. There's a building out past left field outside of the stadium.
Ooh.
It's the old Leftenberg's wedding.
Yeah, dress shop.
Shop. And now that they moved to Blackstone, but so now it's close enough that if you really hit a big homer, it could hit the building. And I think people have gotten it on the roof before. So there's going to be a patio out there, Wrigley Field style.
There you go.
We'll see. Be cool. Be cool. No Grizzly Fest, though.
Oh.
No Grizzly Fest.
Wow. That's the first time something moved north and died, right? Probably not.
Local referencing.
Local reference.
Wait, what were we talking about?
So this Lost Abbey sounds like it's going to be really cool once they get off the ground. I think they had to move the church and or it was recently moved.
Well, geez, that was a late tangent.
Woo! Ah. Coming in late.
Late flag. Late flag on that. So yeah, Lost Abbey. Look for it.
Yeah.
Soon.
You
know, one of your 150 choices in San Diego area.
And it's being done. These guys seem to have the market cornered down south. Hawk Architecture.
Oh, really?
They have
really?
Done quite a few breweries.
Oh.
That's different from a brewery. A bureau. They do quite a few. They seem to know what they're doing with.
They're like the Harris Construction of Southern California.
Wow. Yeah. Let's get in that school game, bro. Let's make some backdoor deals.
Whoa. So look out for that.
Look out for that. And while you're waiting in the meantime, you could have yourself a nice ice cold Pabst Blue Ribbon IPA.
No. So this that talking about the Captain Pabst?
Captain Pabst. So, did you see this too?
Yeah. Pabst is going to make a craft beer.
Oh, which, man.
You can't do that, guys. You're not craft, so you can't make a craft beer. I don't care if you make a separate division or whatever.
This is a smaller division.
Yeah, this is smaller, okay? So it's super craft.
Super craft.
No, you don't get to call anything craft.
Why not?
But so that whole LA thing with the plant closing and then now is Pabst going to take that over?
Who said, yeah, somebody said that.
I think so. The whole Miller Coors plant.
Yeah.
And then Pabst is going to take it over.
So you think we're going to make Captain Pabst?
I guess. So they're just saying like Brewbound was like, is Brewbound the one that AB owns?
I
don't know.
You might be right.
I think so, but I'm not sure. I apologize, Brewbound, if you're not, but one of them is, and so that article just doesn't mention anything about it not being craft. It does give out some barrel numbers and different things, but it's like I don't know. So like what Pabst is, their PBR, that's the only thing people care about. No one's like, I really like to see different kinds of beer from Pabst.
I wish they had a variant.
Well, yeah, I wish they had more variants. Nobody wants fucking PBR variants. They just want PBR,
especially in the time when it's easy to go seltzer right now, and they're seemingly taping a step backward.
Yeah, they're like, I hear this craft beer thing's getting
taking a boom.
Yeah, 10 years ago, bub. Well, we're gonna get into it.
Yeah,
that's a weird
Pabst Blue Seltzer coming to a store near you.
I don't get it, guys.
Not looking forward to that.
Not looking out for that.
Not looking out for
Seabird IPA.
Seabird.
Seabird.
With all that Magnum and Citra and Cascade.
Ooh. That doesn't sound good. Citra sounds good.
Tell me all the popular hops. We'll take those.
Yeah, we'll take them.
We'll put them all in one beer.
Craft beer.
What do you like? You like Citra hops? Yeah, we got that.
Yep, we can get it.
We like, you like the Mosaic?
You can always get those.
Oh, we got a whole bunch right here. Oh, I'm just going to throw these away. These aren't good anymore.
Been sitting here for a week.
Yeah. This Nelson's gone bad. We should just throw it out.
Toss it. Nobody wants this.
Wow. The comments are not any more friendly than we are.
Good. It means we're still watching him.
Yeah.
Still watching you, Big Beer.
Oh, man. Apparently, this beer is only 4.5%, and that's what's driving people crazy.
Oh, yeah.
4.5%? Nope. Out. I'm out. Not beer. Not enough beer. Yeah, 4.5% and 45 IBUs.
There's no way that's good. I mean, I'm all for 4.5 IPAs if you make them good, but there's no way they're making that good.
There you go.
All right.
It's a tough crowd in here.
Tough. What do you think, Lou?
Where's my squeaky toy? Good.
It's no good. No mat.
I'll poop on it.
I don't like it. I don't have mat to bother. The calendar season has begun.
Yes.
The first major calendar has come out.
Mm-hmm.
Very talked about this past week. Modern Times.
Oh, man. Theirs was more of an infographic style, wasn't
it? Yeah, calendar of dankness.
Yes.
It is like, yeah, it is kind of infographic. They got the prettiest of the calendars.
Be dank.
Some controversy this year, Modern Times.
Oh, boy.
So, Critical Band, it's back.
Okay.
July through September. Spaceways, that's coming back.
Okay.
That's at the end of the year.
These all sound hazy so far.
October through December. Still there. Everything's cool. A new one.
Okay.
This January through March called Mythic Worlds.
Ooh.
Might have one in the fridge.
Oh, spoiler alert. Damn.
And Star Cloud.
Wow.
So April through June. So
okay,
we have these new ones like, what? That might mean something's gone.
Don't say Orderville.
Oh, no, you know, Orderville's still there.
Thank goodness.
Booming Rollers and City of the Sun.
Whoa.
Will not return this year.
So last year was just a flash in the pan.
Controversial. Right? A lot of people are pissed about this Booming Roller. Not so much City of the Sun, but Booming Rollers. People are not pleased.
I can see that. Especially with that little tease at the end of the year with that Nelson variant.
Right.
Booming Rollers. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, Booming Rollers was the tall blue can.
That was a Blazing World.
That was a Blazing World. The tall boy
blue
can.
Yeah, the pretty tall boy.
Oh, man. That was a good one.
Yep. No, no more. Buy them up now. I still saw one at the market today.
Go get it.
Where go get it? It's going to be rare.
End of the line.
It's going to be a rare.
Rare. Team Old IPA. Here we come.
And Hoppa Drake's Brewing. So we'll be watching out for more calendars. I couldn't find anyone other calendars right now. So,
there was,
you know, of breweries more that I follow, but
God dang. What was the, it started with a C. What was the brewer's name? I'm picturing in my mind.
Cat Pee
Brewing. One style all year long.
Captain Paps
released a calendar. Yep.
January, Captain Paps. February, Captain Paps. March, Captain Paps. Drake's Brewing. They're having just a heads up. Apocalypse Day is almost here.
February 1st. Aha.
Saturday, February 1st. That comes with a festival. Drinkdrakes.com. If you want to find out more and get tickets, they didn't pay us to say that. I'm just saying it because they're friends.
Okay.
Even though I'm pretty sure they pay the brewing network to throw them.
Wow. Out,
whatever. Alvarado Street's going to be there. Faction's going to be there. Hen House.
Ooh, Hen House.
Russian River. Ever heard of them?
Wow.
I would think they might even have younger. Is that about younger time? Maybe it's a little too early. Humble C, the new hotties. New Glory.
Where's your urban boots?
I was looking that Urban Roots isn't going to be there. I don't know what's going on with them. If I was Drake's, I'd make sure Urban Roots was there, but I'm not Drake's.
Ooh, are they in a lover's quarrel?
No, they probably just didn't have enough beer for him.
Sorry, bros.
We're not driving to Oakland.
Yeah, that's too far.
Too far.
It's enough far. Time. Got to cross a bridge.
Yep.
Maybe two. Uh-oh. Is he getting... we need new beer? Is that what you're doing?
So that's good. We got all the...
That's the culture. Culture.
Whoa. I love gold.
Yeah, we do. Oh, man. I seriously anticipated a stout, and this is the exact opposite.
We have breaks in time here while we're passing our beer. Right?
Sorry. Silence. Radio silence.
You know, I didn't edit that out.
Okay. Do you edit anything out?
I do.
Okay, great.
No.
No, he doesn't. Oh, who farted in my glass?
Juke Imperial IPA from Moonraker Brewing.
Oh, man.
They're in the Sacramento area from Wazoo Corvette.
Wazoo.
Thank you, Wazoo.
Wazoo. I hate to say that I like this.
Uh-oh. It's got kind of a vegetal.
Yeah, it's funky.
It is a funky vegetal.
Funky fresh lyrics.
Aroma there.
Did you eat your greens today?
I'm feeling getting my veggies here.
There you go. Vegemite sandwich.
vaginal and...
Now Mikey is putting a straw directly in the can.
Trying to see. Nope, they're not going to... Moonraker doesn't tell you anything.
Ah, no yeast either.
Nope.
Not even the yeast.
Keep it cold. Drink it fresh. Check the date. Oh, see?
Ooh.
They want you to check the date.
Yeah.
Let me see. All right. If I can see without spilling the beer out.
I think putting the date on the bottom of a can is some form of sobriety test. meaning if you go to check the date and spill it over yourself, you've had too damn much.
Oh, it's 11 something. So it's November. November something. That's all right. It's still within the range. We need to get over the... I mean, yeah, you want it as fresh as possible, but, you know, it's the three-month rule is a rule. It says 3 months for a reason. Doesn't say two-month rule. It says three-month rule for on the IPA, so especially in an Imperial.
Imperial.
So we're fine. We're in two months of this being made, so we're good. We don't want to get, you know, we tend to get kind of crazy about the dates. And
oh, we crazy.
And we're like, oh... Yeah. 3 months? No, not gonna do it.
Barf.
But we gotta suck it up, man.
What's the oldest?
We gotta drink some 3-monthers if that's what it takes to keep IPAs around. That's part of your job as an IPA lover is sometimes you gotta drink 3-month-old IPAs.
There's a very slight pineapple.
Uh-huh. That's what I was looking for. Because it was like,
but then the veggie.
I'm getting
kicks
that
in.
Vegetal stuff, yeah. But there's something else in there. And there is that tropical pineapple.
Mm. Even the color and
keeping it real.
The color and the haze remind me of pineapple juice.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm waiting for my scoop of Dole Whip.
Dole Whip.
So I can have a Dole float.
Mm. It's good beer, Moonraker.
Sorry, my non-hazy fans.
You're betraying them.
I know. My minions. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your
driving?
Oh, boy.
We got a voicemail line and we've got an email. Oh. Voicemail line is 559-492-0542. Keep an under 3-minute message to us and say, just call it. You're going to get a voice telling you, hey, you reached the Dorktown Network, bro.
Bro.
Leave a message.
Yeah, bro.
It's not. Don't worry. Don't get scared and be like, oh, I hope the man baby doesn't pick up the phone. Hello? Who is this?
Man baby.
What the hell do you want? Once in a while, I've forgotten to, or I've messed up the voice. This hasn't been a while. Actually, the voicemail got messed up a month ago, but it wasn't. It went to Matt's phone and didn't go to mine. Mm. But during the Dorktown days, and I was picking up the phone. And I was like, hello? And they're like, oh, Mikey? I'm like, yeah. Like, oh, we're trying to leave a message.
Oh, shit.
Why do you pick up the phone? I'm like, oh, sorry, bro. Later.
Yeah, thanks. We appreciate you.
So don't worry. Nobody's going to pick up the phone. Just leave the message. And you can also email us, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. It's easier than you think. You use your smartphone to record something. Usually sounds pretty good as long as you're not eating the phone, as long as you're close to the phone but not eating it.
No.
And, you know, keep that under 3 minutes too.
The only problem I've ever had with the phone is if you're wearing the headset, the microphone part rubs right about where your beard hits on your chin.
Yeah, if you got a beard,
and
it causes problems.
It's this kind of sound.
Get that beard, I mean, like this.
Like, kind of like that, yeah. That's about right.
So, thanks everyone for calling, and let's see the first voicemail of the week. Oh, there we go.
And you deleted it.
It's deleted. How do you think of that, huh? It's not. Well, fuck. Let me see.
Yeah, Everything worked fine a minute ago.
Everything was fine just a second ago.
Hey, guys. It's me, Al Green.
Al Green.
Sitting here in the den.
Yeah.
Enjoying a surround sound by Collective Arts.
Ooh.
8.2% double dry hop dipa. Sorry. It's absolutely delicious.
What's up, man?
The last show.
What's up?
I wasn't able to pin to my profile because the intro was way too long.
Oh,
you guys
got
to keep it under 280 characters so I could
Could
pin it to my profile and post it on my Twitters.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I had a question for you guys. I posted it on the forum, but I wanted to bring it to everybody out here. What's the recommended temperature for your beer fridge?
I
bought a thermometer, and I realized that my beer fridge gets between 30 and 40 degrees on any given day.
Mm-hmm.
Usually a little hotter if I'm can't figure out what beer I want to drink. Gets up to like maybe 44, 45. But, usually stays between 30 and 40 degrees. And yes, I do let my stouts sit out a little bit. I believe it was a eligible bachelor lurking around a hotel lobby. Something like that. But, yeah, I let my stouts warm up a little bit before I drink them. But what should my other beers be kept at while they're chilling out in the fridge? Let me know. And that's another question. When are we going to be able to hear the other voicemail intro? I know you guys like a little bit of a variance once in a while. Let's just mix it up. Maybe every quarter we throw in the alternate quarter version of the voicemail intro. I think it's a nice sound. Very calming. Speaking of beer, did you guys drink all those beers, all those stouts that we sent you from the last Florida Grand Get It? I know I sent one from Sailfish. I believe it was called Whiskey Trip. And I think I sent one from either Hop Life or Walking Tree. Hop Life, I think, was the Night Train. And then Walking Tree the Duke Snyder's.
Sounding right.
I don't know. Let me know.
I remember we got one.
You guys know if you drank it or not.
Yeah.
I won't know.
They might be deep.
Other than
that,
keep up the good work, guys. And habai.
Bye.
Habachi.
Florida.
There it is. Status.
They didn't sound for we.
I know we're gonna have to dig those, deep for those.
If we got those, would not have been like those. I don't think would have wandered off. Like they, if we got them, they're still in there. Or if we haven't drank them yet, they're still in there. So yeah. When the Imperial Stouts tend to get pushed back,
oh boy,
because they're like, oh, we don't have to have this right now.
Yeah,
because they'll keep.
Uh-huh.
And so the IPAs get out there, and they the IPAs keep cycling through, and the Imperial Stouts just keep getting pushed to the back. So that's what's going on with that. Thanks, Al. We're calling as we continue with the voicemails.
Hey guys, you hear me?
Yeah.
Not driving.
Scotty
not
B.
yet, but soon, very soon.
Good.
So,
it's updated.
He's pre-driving.
Last week. Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, it's okay.
I guess I forgot or something.
Mm.
Anyway, anywho, I know I'm always a couple weeks late on the things, on the homeworks
right.
And stuff.
And
I'm
going
to give you my decade in review.
Ooh, wow.
Now. Decade in review.
We haven't had a decade.
All right, so. But first of all, I'll just start with 2019. So
okay.
The beer of the year for me in 2019 comes from a brewery that you probably would never expect me
to nominate or to crown. Balance right? Point. Zach's Brewing. Yeah, you expect that. That's okay. Yeah. But yeah, the anniversary beer.
That was a good beer. So amazing.
Just,
I think so.
Oh, yeah. And how. It was just incredible. It was juicy. It was hoppy. The way they're supposed to be. New England IPAs are actually supposed... Well, there's many interpretations of it. I think they're supposed to be hoppy. They are an IPA. But a lot of them, they're just like over the top with these yeast esters. It's like, is this a Belgian beer? I thought it was supposed to be hoppy. I don't know. But that, right? I prefer them to be hop forward rather than over the top yeasty. Like the yeasty boys. Right? Drop. Well, anyway. So for the whole decade, though, the beer that did it for me for the whole decade, Hellabiscus. That's right. Hellabiscus.
Good one.
It had multiple incarnations, and probably the best one was when it was done on the commercial system at Zach's Brewing, right at the opening, the end of 2018. Yep, Hellabiscus. That's the one. That's it. So yeah, and they're both Zach's Brewing beers. That's a weird coincidence.
It is odd.
I wonder how that happened. Well, anyway, that's just because he makes the best beer ever. Okay?
Ever.
So, there's something exciting in the pipeline that I am making. It's not done yet. I'm just going to give
Skittles?
You a preview. Or a, I don't know. I'm not going to give you nothing.
Skittles
not yet. Well, you're going to get some of it. But it's a scary fermented creation. Don't drink too much of it.
Ooh.
Don't drink too much of it. It's going to be really strong.
Oh, I'm going to drink however much I want to fucking drink.
That's
great.
It's
going to be scary and stuff if you're not careful. Anyway, I'm running out of time. So keep up the great work. I'm soon to be driving.
Sounds like he's falling.
Yeah, it sounds more like he's falling, not driving. Oh, what's this?
Ooh, jazzy. So some Yaz flute in there.
Yaz? So it's got to be his prize brewing right now.
Oh, man.
Time has gone by and I know you're busy driving Uber all around and calling.
Oh, man.
Here's Uber days.
Talking about beer everywhere you go. Just throwing some raisins. I have got a craving. Come on, make it happen. Make that Skittles beer. Scotty B.
Just throw in some raisins. Scotty B. You got I don't care what you're making right now. If it's not the Skittles beer, then nobody cares.
Hey, fellas, it's Brian Wazoo Corvette.
Wazoo.
So, Wazoo, January, we're having your beer.
Fun month
Wazoo.
At my house. Yes, we do the dry January thing.
This is,
I don't know, fifth or sixth year in a row.
I'm wow.
bound and determined to make it through the whole month without slipping up and having a beer or three or hitting the whiskey. So,
oops,
it's doing tough. My best. It's so tough. Far, so oops. Good. You know,
oops, I drink my
beer. Thinking about what I want to try to get to this year, I want to get back back to brewing more. The last batch I made was last spring, so I'm coming up on a year from having made any beer, and I think that I need to rectify that situation, get my stuff cleaned up, and at least make five batches this year. that's my plan, at least.
Nice.
Anywho, thanks for everything, guys. I'll listen to your comments off the air. Keep up the good work. Enjoy the beers. I will be living vicariously through your top pours and aroma. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, we're enjoying this juke, man.
Juke it up. Juke it up.
Producer Becky was like before the New Year, so I'm like... Like, I'm doing it. You're doing it, too.
Oh.
Dry January.
Yeah.
I was like, but I have a beer podcast.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I was like, okay, well, we'll see. And then, like, January 2nd, she was already cracking up beers. I was like, yeah, I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah. Well, you could have experimented with your NA beers. All month.
Right. Yeah. Well, we did. And it was like, this is terrible.
Oh, okay. That didn't last long.
Like, no, this ain't going to work.
Damn.
No, I mean, yeah.
Son of a. Yeah, we doing. We
need 1 year.
We need a fresh.
1 year.
Fresh beer, or are we good?
Sure.
Sure.
We all can get freshies. 1 year, we'll do a dry January. It sounds good.
Dry January or sober tober?
Sober tober. Chew's got the sober tober.
Sober tober. Mega.
I mean, the Super Bowl's in February now, right? So you can't really do a dry January. The Super Bowl's.
A super what?
Super. I mean, the super game.
Super game. So super. Thanks for asking.
And look, listen, listen to them in the beer fridge.
Oh yeah, it's wet and wild in here. All these barley wines. Which one should we do?
None.
Oh.
Hey. Yeah,
I was joking, and I actually picked up a barley wine.
Of course you did.
Smoky in the barley wine. Watch old Bandit run.
If it's Imperial, it's fine.
What?
Just pick. One of them.
Oh boy. So demanding. So demanding. You get back to the show because there's only two of us.
There's only me. Oh my gosh. You mess around.
Oh, what is that? Is that double?
It's, yeah.
Is it triple?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, you picked it out, bro.
All right. Well, you put pressure on me.
Yep.
I had to do something.
I'm applying pressure. This is a brand new one. I'm going to have to clear a glass here.
Clear glass. Yeah, get rid of that one. Oof.
I don't know what that was, but
it's gone
now. Probably isn't good. Wash it out. We have a dump. We all have our own personal dump glasses.
Got to do something with those old shaker pints.
This one is just sent to us this week from our friends up at Dust Bowl Brewing out of Turlock, California.
Deuced
Valley Boys, local. It's a new one. It's called it's Supine Mega IPA. We even have paperwork they sent us. It's an asset from Champagne Yeast brings an assist asset. An assist from Champagne Yeast brings this massive IPA into the mega category.
Oh, yeah.
Citrus and tropical notes fade to the black background behind big notes of stone fruit. And Louie has joined the show with his squeaking
toy. He's found the squeak.
So we got to.
Louie, let me see that. Thank you.
Amarillo, Apollo, Citra, and Mosaic.
Ooh.
Apollo.
Apollo.
Hmm. It's a trip. Oh. It is really a triple two. 14.4.
Ooh, man, that explains all the
Oh!
Not molasses, wow. But
There's a burn.
Brown sugar, like sweetness.
Yeah. Oh. That is brown sugar. You're right.
What happened? You squirrel, Lou? You kill it?
Uncle Nick told me no.
That's... Oh, man.
Ooh.
For 14.4, that's really good, though.
All the plaque just fell off of my teeth.
Yeah. My tongue doesn't have a lot left, but... I'm enjoying it still.
Stripped it clean, did it?
It's pretty stripped down now. Like, it's down to the primer.
My apologies.
That's a good beer, though.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to suggest it.
You should have stuck with the barley wine.
Yeah, really? You could have just done
been lighter.
Barley wine. As we continue.
Hey, fellas, it's Brian Wazoo Corvette.
Oh, wait. We just got Wazoo. Sorry, Wazoo.
Yeah, double Wazoo. Never heard.
Double Wazoo. You're at a double Wazoo.
Oh man.
What an imperfect poetry. You be here. Quick little thing. Two items I want to talk about. If I go past 3 minutes, I apologize. But hopefully it's entertaining and it it creates a lot of conversation within the community.
Well, we only got
first
two
of all, podcast. True Your Beer listens to a lot of podcasts. I listen to 60 hours worth a week. That's how much time I put in at work. So podcasts help me get through the week. I used to listen to a lot of craft beer pods, but now it's up to three. I'm down to three, homie. The Perfect Pour, Unfiltered Gentleman, and the Indie Beer Show. All the other ones, I've stopped listening. They've gone to the wayside, or I've deleted, or else unsubscribed, because it's all the same shit. It's just ball washing, ass kissing of whoever they're interviewing, and no serious, really good questions. Me being a minority, I like to know about me within their business, about diversity and people of my color or other ethnicities within their business, and that doesn't tend to happen. Usually, it's a certain type, and I understand, but at the you're trying to reach out to a whole wide listening world. So I stopped listening. It's always the same thing: positive, positive, positive. Obviously, you need that because you want them back, and they're giving you free beer. But it's journalism, man. So you need to reach out there and grab some cojones and ask some real questions. Anyways, so to the listeners and to the crew, can you guys direct me to some podcasts, beer podcasts with energy, with good questions, something that keeps me wanting that next episode, that gets me through my day at work, homie, that gives me great knowledge and informative information to not go to this place or go to this place because they appreciate the community. You know what I mean, homie? Hook me up with the send those my way. IPA. I want to talk IPA.
No.
IPAs 2020.
No. What?
What? Even 2019. This is my own opinion. If people don't like it, oh well, I don't care. That's my opinion. IPAs, I think Northern Cal is taking that title for IPAs. I think San Diego is losing it. The beer mecca.
He's not wrong.
Of craft beer. Whoa. I think it's moving to Northern Cal. I think also San Diego's losing that. A lot of people probably yelling and screaming at the radios right now, but that's just my opinion, and that's how I feel. L.A. has a lot to catch up. We're there, but the variety is of IPAs. It varies, but I can purchase Northern Cal IPAs, and they're tasty. They're delicious. They're hazy, and they're clear. Everywhere I go, I can find a Northern Cal IPA. But when I can't really find that many San Diego beers. That might be a reason why this is my opinion. Me being the middleman in L.A. to San Diego and up north, I don't get that many crazy San Diego beers up here. I get Stone and Ale Works and Noble Brazil, but that's typical beers. I'm talking about like those Burgeons and those Pure Projects that I get once in a while, or it has to be through a secret door for me to get, which is, I think is BS. But in my own opinion, Northern Cal has one of the best IPAs I've ever had. That's in Fresno, Tioga Sequoias, DDH, General Sherman. No shits. I that's my favorite IPA. And it happens to be in North Cal. Also, the Moonraker beers, the Urban Roots, Alvarado Street, Humble Sea, amazing beers coming from up north. I can't really name that many from San Diego because I don't have that opportunity to purchase them. Damn. In my local areas. So I'm going off of purchase? Yeah. And who gives a fuck? That's my opinion, right? Because they are giving me the opportunity to purchase and enjoy their beers. So guess what? My vote goes to Northern Cal. What do you think? Who do you vote for? Is Northern IPA better than San Diego IPA? Is Northern the Mecca? Is San Diego the Mecca? Did I just start a beef? I'm not trying to, but that's just my opinion. And I really, really think Northern Cal is really doing it big. It might just be that there's not really that much traffic to come to L.A. compared to San Diego to L.A., then up north to L.A. But who cares? I get beers, and that's I'm voting with my wallet. All right, so let me know what you guys think. I hope I didn't start like a World War craft beer between the North and South, but if I did, fuck it. It's 2020. Someone needs to step up. It's True Your Beer. You have to watch. Peace out, eh?
You have to watch.
Peace out, Chew. So first, he's asking for more beer podcasts. I feel like Chew knows more than most people. I feel like there's not going to be many
he's
people
not
going
to get much help.
Yeah, are going to help him out too much. Especially, like, yeah, I don't know any that are diverse, really, as far as beer podcasts go. Yeah, Chew might be out of luck. Chew needs to start a podcast.
Oh, man. Chew your podcast.
See, yeah, Chew your podcast. There you go. I want to see that, Chew. The only ones, Indie Beer Show and Beer Night in San Diego. Those are the ones I listen to, and then a beer and metal show. Yeah, I'm kind of like Chew. Like I used to listen to like probably a dozen beer podcasts, and now I'm down to like four.
Whoa,
four maybe five. I don't even listen to the session every time anymore. I'll just like once in a when it's time's right.
Okay.
I've been listening to NBA. There's too many NBA shows, and there's like so many, like I have too many interests in like, so, and that expands out to the podcast. So it thins out my listening to other, different genres. Like I have a couple Star Wars podcasts, I have a beer podcast, NBA podcasts.
Wow.
Writing podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Podcasts about podcasts.
Yes. The infamous.
So.
Podcast
about podcasts. So, if you have a recommendation, you think maybe Chew's not listening. If somebody finds something with some diversity on a beer podcast, let Chew know. Chew your beer. And then, NorCal versus South Cal. Okay.
Okay.
Technically, now, we're Central California.
Okay.
We call ourselves Central California.
Yeah.
But I understand that the LA, SoCal people don't recognize Central California and the Bay Area people don't recognize Central California. They think California is Northern and Southern. It's actually Northern, Central, and Southern. But if you removed Central California from the equation, just said split it up in a half. Technically, Fresno is Southern California by a couple miles, literally. You drive like 2 miles north of Fresno and you're in Northern California.
Yeah.
So, you could say, I get that somebody in LA is going to think Fresno is Northern California, but
nobody wants to see what you're saying.
Nobody cares. Only I care. But I would have to disagree when you're talking about West Coast IPA. I still.
Oh, okay. I think he's talking about hazies.
He's just talking about. I took him to mean West Coast IPAs.
Moonraker. Maybe I'm. Urban Roots.
Oh, okay. Oh, uh-oh. You're changing my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Russian River.
The well-known hazy makers.
Was he saying hazy though? Did I miss
that? I have a feeling that's where he was getting at because that's the Moxa,
Sacramento man.
Yeah,
bringing it strong for NorCal and Humble Sea. Like you said, Humble Sea is NorCal. If you don't want to call it Central Cal,
Faction.
Cellar Maker. Do they make hazies?
Probably.
I just saw, Bear Republic made it? I just saw it
in the
store. It was a hazy from
Bear
Republic.
Bear Republic. Stop it.
I was all, I don't know.
You're out of your element, Donnie. Yeah. You're out of your element.
Or maybe it was North Coast.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, it was North Coast or Bear Republic. I was like, ooh, boy, I was tempted to buy it, but it was a six pack. I was like, that's a commitment,
That's a big deal. I'm not where I come from.
Yeah, I can do that. But I mean, but then you're forgetting about Pure Project. You're forgetting about modern times.
Do you still consider modern times San Diego, even though they are?
They spread themselves out everywhere. Modern times has an Oakland brewery. They have, Fieldwork, Northern California.
Fieldwork.
Ooh, shit. Alvarado Street. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Although Alvarado Street could be considered Southern California.
Where are they? How far south are
they? They're in Monterey.
That's Southern California?
Maybe not. That's real close. Yeah. I mean, it's Central California.
Well, they're directly west of us.
Right.
Pismo is actually southeast. Pismo is southern. Yeah. Morro Bay.
Silver Brewing.
Silver.
The Southern California.
SoCal, bro. SoCal. Yeah, they're SoCal, you don't even know.
Yeah, I think maybe Alvarado Street might be Northern California if you had to come down to
I've actually never seen a hazy from Bike Dog, but I'm sure they have to do
it. Oh, yeah, Bike Dog. Tough. It's tough. That's tough. That's a good... It's a good debate because a couple years ago you would have laughed at that question. You'd be like, Jesus,
even paying attention?
Yeah, but now that's a good question, Chew. I think we got one more from some dude. It's gonna be some dude.
Good evening, fellas. This is the Bearded Brewer 87. Sorry, I'm not able to make it down there. As you may be able to tell, my voice doesn't sound too good. My sinuses are on fire, but should give me a couple days and I should be back on it. Should be good to go next week. I do have some Pincott drinkings to mention. Still TSB, which is a hazy West Coast, is my current beer from Tioga that I'm enjoying a lot. I happen to make it to Out of the Barrel again to build myself a 4-pack. They do beers to go as well as for there. So I had Strange Magic from Moonraker, Force of Nature from Pure. First time I've bought a Pure can. So happy I'm able to do that locally.
That was cool.
Star Jungle from Modern Times. I love lagers. I love dry hop lagers. I love Nelson dry hopped lagers. Wow, that thing was amazing. Carl Strauss and Pure collab. The Murky Poetry, that beer was also fairly good. Series has continuously been good, so happy to finally have one of those. We made it to Tap and Cellar. Got a couple of cans to go, but we were mainly there to celebrate the stepdad's birthday, so had a Galaxy Dependent from Alvarado Street. That's just fantastic. And a Stout from Santa Andreas. I don't have the name on me right now, but it was a really good beer. I have not known them to make... Or I guess they make clean beers, but I never really have tried anything other than their sour stuff. I hope to get back there next week. I hope you guys can have a good rest of your show. Check your dates, all that stuff. You may ask yourself, there's an ocean in the background. I promise you I'm sick. I promise you I'm not on the coast right now.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh.
Peace.
Well, what was the sound
then? What was the sound?
Didn't explain that.
Yeah.
You're just like, I promise that's not the ocean. Goodbye.
That was the intro to the new Tool song.
Yeah, all right.
It was 7 minutes of ocean.
That might be that state. There was a stage, I don't know, maybe it still does, in Fresno that at night it would just switch to ocean sound.
What?
Like, you know, to sleep as a white noise thing to sleep to.
A radio station. Okay.
And like for about 10 o'clock, it would just switch to that and it would be like that until 6 in the morning.
Creepy.
And I was like, is he listening to that station? Wow. I don't know, man. I was believing him about being sick, but now he's in Pismo, dude.
Yeah. He's getting some SoCal beers right now.
Yeah. Yeah. He's all like, SoCal, best IPA, bro.
She called me up.
Get better.
But she didn't leave her name.
Wee, 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 wee. Doing good?
I'm lit,
drinking
bro.
Drinking triples, bro.
Lit. Woo! Lit AF, mother effer. Will you call me tonight?
No.
Oh. Will you call me tomorrow?
Will you call me later this week? Looking out for beers. Beers get released. Beers get looked out for. We look out for them. Nick, are you looking out for?
I collab between Goldwater.
Oh, and that's a Scottsdale brewer.
Scottsdale and Dark Sky.
Oh, Flagstaff.
Flannel Buddies.
Aw.
Imperial Stout.
Flannel Buddies.
Flannel Buddies.
Because you got some sort of flannel jacket on. Is that why?
Yeah, that's why, bro. Oh. I'm looking for my flannel buddy.
Is it... Oh, all right. Don't be it's canned? They're canning it?
It is a packaging it? Can, 16-ounce can with... they
Does
chose,
Ron Swanson approve of this?
They chose yellow, the yellow... I don't know, did he? No, well, he's flannel. A whiskey drinker.
What? I mean, flannel.
Oh, the flannel.
Sounds Ron Swanson-y. Do you watch that show with him and the... With the
yes.
With that
Making It.
Making It.
Uh-huh.
I haven't watched that yet.
It's it is cheesy, but it is actually quite entertaining. I can't find the picture. Oh, you know what? I screenshotted the son of a bitch.
Good job.
Okay, so yes, it is a 16-ounce can, 12% ABV, brewed with Mexican coffee, maple syrup, cinnamon, roasted pecans, and cocoa nibs. And so they are flannel buddies for life.
Aw.
And it's the yellow, black, and gray checks.
All right.
Checker flannel.
Get it. Hope for an Arizona listener to send it to our UPS box. Is that all you're looking
That's
at?
That's what I'm looking out for. Looking out for beers.
Well, I saw.
Looking out for beers.
Our new beer bar here out of the barrel. I don't think they have an Untappd board, but they're
what
on Untappd. But okay. You can follow them as a place on Untappd, and you can look at their tap list. Yes. That's an underrated thing on Untappd is that if your venue is on Untappd and they work at it, they can update their tap list. You can actually look at what they have on before you even go down there.
Yeah.
Which sometimes, like, I like to be surprised. I like to go down and be surprised, okay? I'm like, whoa, I didn't know you'd had this. But, you know, sometimes you also like to, like, know for, like, I don't know if I want to go down there if there's no good beers on.
No good beers.
So they're on there. You can look at their tap list right now and stuff and follow them as a venue. I saw they had Santa Darius on.
Yes.
Yeah, but and I was like, oh, that's the first time for them. And I was like, oh, no, wait, I think Tappan Cellars had Santa Darius, probably, maybe.
They did on Sunday.
Like, okay.
As of Sunday, yeah.
So that's pretty exciting, Santa Darius. I need to have that.
Yeah, you do.
The Stone Brewing's it's been out for a couple of weeks, the Never Ending Haze.
Oh, geez.
Kind of a never-ending story kind of vibe about the labeling.
Yeah.
But it's a low ABV West Coast IPA.
What?
In 12-ounce cans.
Low
ABV. Yeah.
But
Tom from the Beer Night in San Diego was like, he said it's all right.
Okay.
So I was getting excited about it, and Tom was like, yeah, it's, you know, I was looking at his Untappd.
Yeah.
The vibe of, he's like, yeah, it's okay. And I was like, oh, man.
So what makes it looking out for you then?
It's just
label by,
you know, a little bit label by, and a little bit like, I think I could be into these low ABV West Coasties for this year. This might be a big year for that for me. So I'm just like, I want to try it. Maybe it's good. I like day. It's day drinking, man.
Day drinking.
I was hoping Matt would be here to talk about this, but Tioga, Sequoia, the Tecumseh of what is it, River? Tecumseh of Riva.
Of Riva.
Tecumseh of Riva, where it is a hazy imperial IP. Oh, they made crap. They took Tecumseh and made it hazy.
Oh, shit.
They hazed it.
They hazed it up, bro.
So that's coming, I think, next month.
A triple? Or is that just a double?
I think it was a triple.
I thought it was a triple.
I think so.
So it's a hazy triple now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sheesh.
Look out, man. That's a good... That Tecumseh is always really good, so...
Yeah.
You see it in the hazy form.
No, we'll try.
And the guy... Now they turn to General Tecumseh into a guy that looks like The Witcher. Which I tried to watch that show on Netflix. It's a Netflix show.
Uh-huh.
And I watched like 10 minutes and I fell asleep.
Oh, shit.
So... I don't know. Maybe it's good. Maybe it isn't. Maybe I'm just a sleepy guy.
Damn.
Does not really say anything.
You're all cozy.
Yeah.
And you're
cozy.
Cozy in your... What are those stupid blankets called?
Living room. Oh.
Snuggies.
Yeah.
Cozy in your snuggie.
One of those things.
Got to have your arms free to drink beer.
Yeah. Whatever I'm going to buy, better be able to drink beer.
Yeah, I gotta drink my beers.
Well, now, I like your product, but gonna drink beer in it.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's been a week of drinking, and we reflect on that.
A week of drinking.
That week. And sometimes we remember to check it that weekend on Untappd. The Nick 80 sup. On Untappd.
Sup, sup.
The Nick 80. Be his friend, and yes. You can see him check into things like what, Nick?
Oh, man. Well, if I were to check these in, this is what I would check in.
Or right in his moleskin.
Yep. So, we did do some drinking at Tap and Cellar. Had Revision's Spark Side of the Moon, which was their Imperial Stout.
See you on the Spark Side of the Moon.
Spark Side of the Moon. Get it? Because they're in Sparks, Nevada.
Uh-huh.
And it rhymes with dark. And do Funny. I need to explain more?
Nope.
Okay. That was a really good beer. I don't think I've ever had a Revision Stout before this.
Oh,
and you ever get that feeling where you're prepared to be disappointed, but you order it anyway?
Yeah, you're like, yeah, you know what? This is going to be the best thing. This is going to be the most interesting beer I'll order.
This is all the fun.
I mean, I like it, but it's good. Something's going to come from this.
Yeah. So, but I was pleasantly surprised that Revision, I'm like 80-20 on.
Yeah.
I think 80% of the time they impress me, and then 20% of the time they're like, you guys phone that one in.
Agree with that percentage.
Yeah. That one was a meh at best. Especially their triples. Their triples are all across the board. Some are killer. Some are like bubblegum bombs. I don't know what to do with it, but... For the most part, Revision.
They're inconsistent.
Revision keeps me coming back for the most part, is what I'm saying. So if you see that, try that. And then Matt is also correct about Santi and Darius being in Tap and Cellar with a couple flavors. They had the stout, but they had an IPA on, which I'd never had, or no, they did.
Oh, yeah.
So the 831 IPA.
Yeah, 831. They still make that, huh?
Dank AF.
Oh.
You ever licked a copper pipe?
Probably.
That's kind of the feeling I get with that beer. It shocks your tongue.
You're like,
like put a 9-volt battery on your tongue. Drinking the ice IPA.
I better see that and then tap.
Okay. I'll check that in.
Yeah, I better see that review. Better be stated just like that.
Yeah.
You ever put your tongue on a 9-volt battery? This is that in the beer.
Mm-hmm. Really good, though. Very, I mean, nothing to run away from. Just an interesting experience.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
I'm having an experience, honey.
I'm experiencing things.
What are you doing, dear?
It's tingling. Do I keep doing it?
I have experience. I have a beer podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is for research.
Yeah. Research. It's important.
It's just crazy to see a menu of Sente Andarias.
Andarias
on there.
Yeah. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
We're pretty cool.
Weird and wild stuff.
Yeah. First of all, you want to come check it out?
Sarah. Come check out Sarah. Rustic ales.
They're rustic.
They're so rustic.
So rustic.
You're so rustic.
This is very rustic.
I like your rusticness.
Is that all?
That's my uniques, yeah.
Uniques.
My uniques.
Then you went some standards.
Yeah. Yeah, I finished off my 6-pack of the 40 Hoppy Anniversary from Sierra Nevada. Yeah. I had... What was the... I don't remember now. It was a stout.
It was a stout.
It was
Gap.
But I can't remember what it was.
Well, at least it was a stout.
Oh, Black House, sorry. Black House Coffee Stout.
Boring.
I know, so boring.
Fuck.
I was like, it was simple. What was it? Oh, it was Black House.
Black House. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Don't worry, that's still on the calendar.
Yeah, oh, great. Great.
On time.
Just no booming rollers.
No booming rollers, man.
Do not boom the rollers, please.
You will not be boomed by any rollers today, according to Modern Time. The Nick 80 on Untap. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untap. That's Matt. You can see. Track him down. Make comments like, hey, bro, didn't hear in the show this week, huh?
Yeah, what happened?
Huh?
What happened?
Huh? You're at the beach. Mikey Top Pour on Untapped, or the username Dorktown. That's me. I had a 4-pack of Coast Malone.
What? What the?
From Humble Sea Brewing.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a great label. It's a cool label to buy, but it's also Humble Sea Brewing. I got to buy a 4-pack of beer from Humble Sea Brewing in Fresno.
Wow.
This was purchased at the Out of the Barrel
place.
Took that home and I milked that one all week. Basically, over the course of like 4 days, kept that going somehow, that Coast Malone. And I also had a 4-pack of the Orderville from Modern Times.
Very nice. Excellent choices. I think that one's
keeping around. And I did. I wrote a blog post at MikeyTopPour.com about your setup.
Yeah.
Now here's what happened.
Bug it.
I was having that Coast Malone.
You got drunk.
Humble Sea. I was like, well, it's a great beer. That was a good time. I was like, nah, I'm gonna switch to Orderville.
Okay.
It's about these Ordervilles are maybe about 5 weeks old.
Ooh.
Not too old. Should be right there. Fine.
Right.
And I love Orderville. It's a great beer. And I had that. And I was like, oh, this isn't any good at all. I was like, maybe I got a bad batch or something. This Orderville. I don't like it. I mean, it's okay, but it's like, this isn't really hitting well. Next day, before I started drinking, my first beer was an Orderville.
Oh.
I was like, let me try this right now.
Yeah.
And see if this is bad. Great.
Okay.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
So that Coast Malone ruined my Orderville. So it's just all about setup, man. So what did you do before your beer?
Yep.
So you can't really judge just the second beer in.
Yeah.
Unless it's at least a different style. You got to change up the styles or get some hardcore palate cleansing going.
That might help.
Carry around crackers in your fanny pack at the brewery.
Yeah.
Something.
Fanny pack? Wait, what?
Yeah.
No wonder you're getting kicked out.
Oh, lots of breweries, hip breweries have fanny packs now.
Yeah, let's see that.
Oh, I've never worn one. Wait. I'm just saying, I can't do it.
You don't have the hips for it?
I don't have the hips for it.
Damn,
I just don't.
No, I've totally had a Booming Rollers destroy Pliny the Elder.
Oh.
Yeah.
You had a Booming Rollers and you had, oh, I'm going to have a Pliny.
Yeah, like, I'll have a Pliny. They'll cut right through, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with my Pliny?
My Pliny's bad.
Hey, Market, what's the warranty on the Pliny?
I'd like to bring this back.
You have a warranty? This one's like gone bad.
Normal Pliny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, palate cleansing, man.
Yeah. And you know Booming Rollers and Pliny are two completely different beers, but.
Yeah. Well, you're just like, oh, now let's have this one.
Now let's have this.
That's why I just like, the whole beer judging stuff is just.
Oh, you think it's rigged?
Well, I mean, it's just.
Yeah.
How much can you cleanse your palate
accurately tell? Your
palate is just going to be wrecked after like five beers. Like, forget it.
How much time do you think you need between? You're talking like a whole day?
Yeah.
6 hours?
Not a whole day, but you definitely need your break. Just like.
Yeah.
Beer to beer to beer to beer is just not, it's worthless. If you're really like, really wanting to get in there.
Yeah, get up in there.
Really get to feel that Beal. Just, you only get to feel that Jessica Beal.
Whoa, okay. Yeah, who invited her?
Beer. Trying to say beer. How we doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cheese. It's the end of the show and we're drinking out the cheese. And Mikey's in the fridge.
Don't worry. I'll get there.
This is the point of the show when we give out some cheese. As Mikey digs in the fridge for that mystery beer. What has he pulled out? We don't know. But it's open already, so fuck it. We're going to drink it.
I love gold.
One more. Shouldn't be doing this with just two of us, but.
Yeah.
Hey.
What else we got to do?
I'm trying to make Matt jealous.
You're drinking one of his beers?
No.
Mine.
Maybe. Oh. All that I see, it's an imperial. Well, shit. It's an imperial stout. I'm spilling beer on my moleskin.
I told you.
God dang it.
Sobriety test.
Fuck.
You fail.
This one's from Corey Boswick. Beer donated to us from Corey.
Yeah. Recent Corey member, right?
It's a brown sugar toasted coconut.
Whoa.
Coffee.
Good Lord.
Cow and vanilla.
What?
Got all kinds of things. I'm trying to see. Man. I understand what the brewery is. Oh, it's Track 7.
Don't understand you.
I don't understand it.
Why can't you just be straightforward with me?
I'm going to wash it out with its own beer.
Wash it out.
Wash. Us in the Midwest say wash. That's my parents from the Midwest. So they say wash.
Oh, man.
Going
down on the road. Yeah, I have it in my hand.
Oh, man.
Let's see what this tastes like. Oh,
I'm gonna be in my mom's.
You didn't get the waterproof one, apparently.
No. Oh, I get the the coconut and that aroma.
Oh man, yeah, coconuts. Slurp it up, Louie. Slurp it.
That's pretty good. Oh,
man. That's a little bit of a...
it's pastry.
Pastry. Yeah, like a s'mores beer almost.
Oh, trying to be Tioga?
Trying to be Tioga. We chase Tioga. You like...
Track 7, all that I see.
That's a name we haven't heard in a while either.
No, really? What have they been doing? What are they up to? Oh, cheers to our golden gods of the perfect boar. Special group of people. They should feel pretty good about themselves because they help us out, man.
Oh, yeah.
Patreon.com/perfectboar. That's a $5 or more every month. They give us the money and we take it. We give it to UPS store. And then other people send us beer to that. So it's great. It's just this big circle jerk. That's what it is.
Wow. Is that where we're at these days? Okay.
No, man.
It is what it is.
Cheers to you guys helping us out, keeping us going, keeping us from not getting too
deep. Not dying.
Really appreciate it. Patreon.com/perfectboar. If you want to be a golden guy.
You're not dying.
Yeah, and the coolest part of it is that we get to give the people that donate money to us to give us get them bonus content, which is the thing.
Yeah.
Tailgate, ride to the Porm.
Ooh.
And if you're anti Facebook, which is becoming
that's fine.
Another thing now, you can go do stuff over there in the Discord.
Oh man.
No one's really. It's been pretty quiet over there, but it's there.
It's there.
I'm thinking about doing an old school forum.
Wow.
And
a PHP.
This, you know, this is where, because, you know, I'm old enough to remember before the internet, okay?
Oh, crap. Here we go.
So the early internet, the forums were everything.
Yes,
That was Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Before Reddit and before Twitter, there was forums.
Yes.
And that's where you did all your fighting on.
That's right.
All your internet fighting was on the forums.
General chat.
Yep. Fights.
Fights.
So pictures. I miss it, and I'm thinking about maybe making one for perfectpoorpod.com. But anyway, cheers to the Golden Gods. You guys are super special and awesome.
Pretty dang rad.
Cheers to Rad Stacy.
Uh-oh.
She has a new job.
What you're going to say about this.
She has a new job. Uh-huh. She's now a Valley rep for Firestone Walker Brewing.
Boy. Oh boy.
So we've heard from Rad Stacy for the last time. Won't be on the show anymore, wow. But that was, you know, it was fun. Fun
She's
run.
Gonna kick your ass for saying that.
It was good that we used to be her friend, and now she's not anymore. But that's fine. That's fine. I'm
rip,
sure she
rip
can.
Rad Stacy, huh?
Sure, she can be on any other beer podcast around.
Wow.
She can go on Brewlosophy or whatever. I'm sure they're welcome her in.
Open arms.
Yeah.
Open by out arms.
I'll miss Rad Stacy. It was really cool to have her on.
Man.
I really loved having her on. But, you know, some people.
Rad Stacy's going to call you tomorrow and go, hey, I got two tickets to Pliny the Younger. They're yours. All you have to do is say, I love Firestone Walker.
Ooh, nope. Won't do it.
Wow.
Nope. Got my morals.
Two tickets, a limo ride up there.
Rad Stacy wants to come on. She can come on. Yeah. Hawker, Firestone Walker. Can goes all the 805 variants.
Yeah, 806 and 807.
Yeah, look, this is 807.
Ooh.
This one's got a mosaic.
Yeah.
No.
No.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens with
all
that.
Right, all right.
But yeah. Rad Stacy now works for
Wirestone Fokker.
Wirestone Fokker. Do you have some cheers?
Yes, cheers. Cheers to Ed Winter. He mysteriously appeared in the Porum recently.
I was mentioning how I felt bad, and I was hoping Ed was still listening.
Yeah,
we weren't too stupid, whales ignorant.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales.
Oh man, that's a big old ordeal right now, isn't it?
Oh yeah, the whole royal family stuff.
Here's the random Instagram.
Damn Canadians.
Canadians. Cantadians? No, Canadians. Cheers to 559. Craft Beer Homegirls. I don't know what they do, but it sounds interesting.
So, hey, they have fun in the 559. Drinking beer.
Cheers to Lady and the Tri-Clamp, which I'm guessing is a playoff of Lady and the Tramp.
Tri-Clamp.
A lady brewer in the industry.
Sounds like a tool.
Yeah, it's a tool. And Ryan from Spokane. She's getting ready to become a home brewer.
Oh. I think that's gonna. I think you watch homebrew is gonna. I think it's gonna have a resurgence soon.
Yeah,
not quite there, but I think you're because we, you know, craft beer blew up in the past 10 years, and now this past couple years it's died down, and we're sort of being regulated to the small being small again, and
yeah,
and so homebrewing I think might come make a comeback, and then I'll just bring it all back again.
What?
Well, the complete the circle.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna I'm gonna get my Mr. Beer Kit out this year.
Homebrew.
I'm gonna do it.
Homebrew.
I'm gonna so I can be part of the club. Be cool.
Yeah. Cool kids club.
Brew beer club.
Brew the beer.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
So that's a cheers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is good beer, by the way.
Very nice.
All that I see.
Just enough on the dessert stout side. I like it. It's not overpowering anyway.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. In a non-IPA, as much as you can enjoy.
Wow.
Something that's which not is pale very or much.
Oh.
But thanks for joining us this week.
Yeah.
Either you're welcome or sorry for the nice little show there.
Yeah.
We hope Matt continues to get better. Make sure you're following us on the all the social medias at Perfect Pour Pod.
Mm-hmm.
All those social medias. You guys are regular ass social media. We're there at Perfect Pour Pod. Or you can go to the website, perfectpourpod.com. If you want to be a rep for your area, be one of our reps.
Yeah.
Give us advice. Give all the listeners advice for your area.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a contact. Say, hey, man, I saw on your reps page there's nobody covering Kansas. I want to be a Kansas rep. Let's know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever's.
The Nick 80. Follow Nick. Bearded Brewer 87.
That's right.
Follow Matt. Mikey Top 4. You can follow me. And that's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Other than be safe.
Ah.
Have fun.
What?
Check dates.
Son of a butt. Make sure the beer is closed before you turn it over.
Don't open the beer
and then, turn
and then
it over
check the date. That's probably the best advice we've had on this show in all these years, right there. Check the date before you open the beer.
Before you open the beer.
I'm just starting to learn that. Bye.
Bye.